Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a story called The Little Tiny Rooster. This was written by Will and Nicholas. And they only say that. They don't give me their last name. So, Will and Nicholas, thank you for your book. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Fernando.
And Fernando. Alrighty. Are you ready, Fernando?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
It's just one thing.
Oh, yeah?
Remember, I'm a husband.
Oh, yes.
Don't call me hubby.
Hubby. Okay. Well, it's true. My husband is Fernando, so that works out really well. Are you ready, Fernando?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the
first... Well, I never did a story before.
You've never done a story, but well, you're going to get to hear how I do it. Are you ready? Get ready for some fun. This one's a fun story. Here we go.
I thought it was a bravery story.
Well, it is a bravery story. It's got a hero in it. It's kind of a hero story, so wait until you hear about it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
At the first peep of dawn, the farmyard leader stretched out his neck and crowed. Break of day! Break of day! Wake! This was the signal for the farm day to begin. And it began like any other day in the spring. The chickens strutted around the yard, stopping now and then to scratch for worms.
Did he actually say break from day?
No, break of day, which means the day has officially started, the night is over, and now we get to break away from the night, and the day is here. The day is breaking on the sky. Okay. The chickens strutted around the yard, stopping now and then to scratch for worms. The ducks waddled down to the pond and swam off in a line. The horses and cows nibbled at the grass in the near field. The dogs ran back and forth barking, then settled down to their morning nap. The cats were already asleep. They had been out all night. In the hen house, the mother hen was hatching out eggs. Hidden among the others was an egg the size of a walnut, which is smaller, I think, than regular chicken eggs. The chicks began to pick away at their shells. The mother hen hovered over them, helping, and suddenly the tiny little egg cracked. A tiny little chick stepped out. The mother hen picked off a bit of shell that still clung to it and said,
"You call this a chick? Why, it's no bigger than a grasshopper."
By summer, the tiny little chick had grown into a tiny little rooster, complete from comb to spurs. He was as cocky as a rooster can be. He was different from others. He made friends with the dogs. He flew up into the air and lighted on the horse's back. And the horse, not minding at all, took him for a ride around the field. When it described the rooster here, he said that he was complete from comb to spurs. And do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
The top part of a rooster's head is called the comb. It's where all those pointy feathers are. And the spurs are at the bottom of the rooster's feet. And there are these kind of sharp things that stick out at the bottom of their feet. And you don't want to get kicked by a rooster, I'll tell you that much. It can really hurt you. And that's why the roosters, they're usually the ones that protect all the other animals in the farm, because the roosters can hurt people. Okay. The cats had been taught to leave the children alone, and they did. But they liked to talk to the tiny little rooster because he listened so well. They told him about their nights in the woods and the hunting in the dark. The cows kept to themselves and minded their own business. And when the little tiny rooster passed and crowed a friendly greeting, they mooed softly in answer. Only the chickens made things hard. At mealtimes, they rushed to the trough, crowding and pushing, and nobody made room for the tiny little rooster. At night, they lined up on the roost. The tiny little rooster tried to find a place, but the others shoved him aside without even seeming to notice him. One morning, the barnyard leader flew to the top of the fence and crowed 3 times to call a council. All the chickens came running. The ducks waddled up from the pond, shaking the water from their feathers. The horses leaned over the fence. The cows stood behind, chewing their cuds. The dogs sat on their haunches and looked wise, and the cats pretended that they were asleep, but listened all the same. Everybody was settled in his place, and the barnyard leader spoke.
Mother Hen tells me that some of our eggs are missing. What shall we do?
The hens and the ducks set up such a clucking and quacking that they seemed about to burst. They were angry enough. They couldn't say what was to do. The old gray horse was the first to think of something.
Why don't you have a watchman?
He said.
What? Just what we need,
the barnyard leader said.
Somebody with sharp eyes who can stay up all night and watch without snatching even a wink of sleep.
I can do it, said the tiny little rooster. Let me be watchman.
No, me.
Let me. I can,
the other young roosters shouted, all speaking at once. The barnyard leader looked at them.
Little tiny rooster, you're too small,
he said. He chose 3 of the others and gave each a post up on the rafters of the hen house. The tiny little rooster walked off sadly.
No chance here for me,
he thought.
I'm too small.
He started down the road away from the farm. On and on he trudged, planning what he would do in the great world. He came to a fork in the road and stopped.
This way or that? Does it matter which I choose?
He thought.
Nothing I find in the world will make up for what I left on the farm.
He turned back, saying to himself, after all, the farm is my home.
Let the others do as they like. I will do my part.
Oh, I'm so glad he decided to not leave. Now, really quick though, do you know what it means when someone finds a fork in the road? Do you think that they have found a piece of silverware lying in the road? No. They call it a fork in the road when the road splits into 2 pieces, or 3 even. And there's 2 different ways you could go. They call that a fork in the road. It doesn't mean that there's a piece of silverware there. Okay. Just as the sun was setting, the tiny little rooster reached the hen house. He did not stop to eat or drink. He went in and looked around. High at the top, he saw an old swallow's nest. He flew straight up and hid in the nest. In the middle of the night, one by one, the young roosters who had been set to watch dropped off to sleep. The tiny little rooster kept stoutly awake and watched from his hiding place above. The fox, seeing the watchman asleep, crept in without making a sound. The tiny little rooster stretched out his neck and crowed the call of alarm.
Chicken and quick, come quick, come quick.
The chickens woke with a start. They went
at the fox. Their beaks pecked and poked at him from every side. The din they made was deafening. The fox ran out of the hen house, and now the dogs were at him, barking and snapping. He ran into the field. Horses and cows came thundering down upon him, snorting and stamping their hooves.
Now I see the scary pig.
Yep, all these chickens are attacking. In the picture, friends, these chickens are attacking.
That's not the scary pig. There isn't any scary pig because that's the funny pig. Oh, and that's the funny pig too because all those animals are flying.
The fox dashed away as fast as he could go, saying to himself, "Such a deal of noise over nothing. Ugh, if I get off safe, I'll never come near this place again." The next morning, two roosters stood ready to give the signal for the farm day to begin.
"You and I together, little tiny rooster," said the barnyard leader,
and they stretched out their necks and crowed together.
Break of day! Break of day!
Break of day!
Wake!
Wake!
And that, my friends, is the heroic tale of the tiny little rooster who didn't give up. And we think he's great, don't we, Fernando? Mm-hmm. And that is the end.